apportionment and taxation to order. If we can all please stand for a pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Hey, Mrs. Penny, you want to take us through an official roll call?
Yes, sir. Hang on one second. Out here. Okay. Mr. Carlone? Mr. Roche?
Here.
Mr. Gray, excused. Ms. Kimball? Ms. Mancini Wright?
Present.
Ms. Orazetti is excused. Ms. Patel?
Here.
Bertoso? Mr. Santos? And Mr. Polis?
Present.
We only have four, sir.
Okay, thank you. So in light of not having a quorum, this will be an unofficial or informal meeting with some boat members present. We will skip agenda item number four and move to public portion. Would anyone from the public care to speak?
Yes, Karen Chemises, 25 John Street.
Thank you, Karen. Floor is yours.
Yeah, just an accounting detail, because I appreciate having the paperwork in front of me. I noticed that on the revenue, you have LOSIP received $150,259.87. That is for projects from prior years, so it should be moved down to the LOSIP funds previous year's line item.
Mrs. Chemises, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm there.
I'm sorry, you faded out there. I heard the low sip and then you faded out after the amount. I'm sorry.
Okay. You have on revenue, low sip reimbursement. It's 650-6500-0000. You received, according to this report, $150,259.87. That was for projects from 2020, and there is a separate line item that shows 650-6513-0000 for previous years, and that's where that $150,000 should have been applied.
Okay, we have Mr. Mayhew on the call, so we are going to get a financial briefing in a moment, and I'm sure he can, you know, tackle that as we move through it. Anyone else from the public care to speak? And third call, anyone from the public care to speak? Okay, we will close this portion of public portion and move on to the financial briefing for Mr. Mayhew. And again, Mr. Mayhew, I know you have some comments prepared. I will share the revenue and apportionment summaries on the screen. I wanted to thank the board members that were able to attend tonight and apologize. We have to add a meeting for us. Thank you for the public. Again, apologize that we won't have an official meeting tonight. Mr. Mayhew, should I bring up the apportionment summary?
You can. I was going to speak to the current status even beyond the reports that they have. Are reconciled to the bank accounts and to the general ledger, and they represent the reports that are completely reconciled to this point. That's why they're as of the end of the month of May. I was going to take you to the figures as of yesterday.
Okay.
When it comes to reports. And currently, as of yesterday, you have $45,246,658 in expenses with an encumbrance of $521,407.75. So your total obligations to the city are $45,768,065. you have revenues that come in of 46,737,221. So you have a slight balance of, oh, just under $1 million or so with 3 days left in the accounting period for the fiscal year, which is good news. It's encouraging news, but it's not final numbers. But it gives us an idea, you know, of how close we are. We still have a payroll for the city, which has to be finalized tomorrow. And I believe there's a payroll for the Board of Ed as well. We expect to be able to finalize the numbers by the end of July. Standard process is that any bills that have been approved, purchase orders approved, can be turned in after the date. Usually about a 2 week period exists for that to happen. And then it takes about 2 weeks to close the month's statements and balance everything back to the general ledger. So, and Nancy, the interim finance director is on, interim deputy finance director is on as well. So she can speak to that as well. Last meeting, you had a discussion about the DOE funds for recurring expenses and state laws and 1% and 2% that were allocated. I asked Nancy to get in charge, in touch with the Board of Education and to begin the process of getting all the information so that we could validate the numbers that are there and make sure that everything is as expected. Those funds are not under city control at the present time. They are not on the general ledger books for the city. So Nance, why don't you tell them what you've asked for so that we can get everything squared away and have, make sure that we have accurate numbers and that they are in fact aligned with the city's books, because as the superintendent mentioned when he was here, those funds, while they are allowed to be in a non-recurring account, they are still supposed to be under the authority of the board, and you are the ones that are supposed to be able to release them. When those funds were created, they were not created to fund ongoing expenses. They were in fact created to handle shortfalls or deficits that might occur in the Board of Education budget as a result of special education costs. Special education costs in the past have been very difficult to maintain, because if a student moves into the city automatically assumes the cost for their special education, whether it was budgeted for or not. And conversely, if one leaves the city, the benefit then exists for the Board of Education budget as well. So Nance, why don't you tell them what you're looking for and where we stand with all that?
Well, as of today, I've asked for and have not received copies of bank statements, reconciliations of the accounts, outstanding checklists, several financial aspects that pertain to their bank accounts that we do not have records in the city. They have at least two that I'm aware of accounts that are not in the city's general ledger, one of which is where those extra funds are. Until I get information from them, I really can't verify where we're at. In addition to that, the funds that they're asking us to put in there is from something we have not finished a complete audit on, which at this point in time, we're still waiting on some Board of Ed stuff to close the prior year audit. At that point in time, I can turn around and reconcile that and see where we're at and see if we agree with the numbers that they would like.
Yeah, the city audit. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No problem. For the vote members that are on here, we talked about this. This was during Dr. Conway's comments during public portion, just to jog your memory. And I believe the dollar amount was in the $450,000 range. And I believe Dr. Conway laid this out You know, with the explanation that this money, these over, this extra money, for lack of a better term, and I apologize for my lack of accounting terminology, but this extra money, this surplus, was supposed to be intended for educational purposes only. But just so I understand, we're saying here tonight, Mr. Mayo, that this really should fall under, this money should fall under city control, not Board of Ed control, yeah. Correct?
Correct. It's my understanding that in coming, he has to come before the vote in order to get access to the funds. They need to release the funds into the Board of Education budget. That's my understanding of it at this point.
And this is probably a silly question, and maybe, you know, Nancy, I don't know if you can answer this based on what you just said. We do know that the money exists. This isn't like, this is actual current cash sitting in an account somewhere. This isn't like a transfer or something that's already done and we're just reconciling books.
At this point in time, I have found an account that I believe is the account he refers to that the money is in, is in excess of what he's stating that should be in there. That's why I really need to sit down and reconcile all of the accounts with him, because I found the account to have 400 or 542,000 plus. It's not on our general ledger and there's no explanation for it. So I'm under the assumption, which I could be wrong, that that's the account he's referring to. Until I verify everything and verify everything with our audit at our closing of last year, I can't go any further. I have to get information from both those sources to verify it.
Okay.
The Board of Ed and the auditor to confirm. Right now, I'm questioning it because I do not believe we owe him $400,000. I could be wrong. I'll admit that. But until I research it and fully look at all of what the documentation that they have, I think we don't owe them anything, which is why I'm not acting on it yet until I get a firm number.
Okay.
Part of the reason for that, Mr. Chairman, is that we can find no records in the city's bookkeeping that demonstrates that a certain amount of money was authorized and, in fact, moved or transferred. So we're trying to figure out what happened with that. It appears, and again, as Nancy says, this could be incorrect, but it appears as if the Board of Ed simply took money that was already in their possession and put it into this account. So there's a lot of things that need to be cleared up with it. And once we get that all cleared up and we have actual numbers, you know, we'll be happy to make those available.
So I don't want to turn that. I don't mean to turn this into a question and answer session, but I have one more for you. let's say, for argument's sake, you know, this account exists. Nancy, to your comment about, you know, we don't owe them anything. So I guess my question is, how does this affect the budget we just passed for next fiscal year, or, you know, starting in July 2023?
It's really more cash transaction. It really shouldn't affect our budget. Once the things are closed, it's just a reconciliation of cash movement. I know it's hard to understand, but the expenses already exist. It would just be a simple due from that we would adjust in the current year. It's really a cash position, not a budget position.
Okay. And then the existing cash, whatever's left in there, once reconciled, you know, that should be intended to be returned to the fund balance. That's what we're saying, right?
It should absolutely be returned to the city's fund balance. If, in fact, what I'm saying is correct. As I said, until I finish the research, I can't go one way or the other. But
well,
yes.
I appreciate your candor and not speaking definitively. I think that's good. I'm glad you laid this out for us.
You're welcome.
Mr. Red, can I ask if anyone else has questions around this? Do you mind?
Sure. Yeah, I have two other things that I want to bring up to your attention, and then we can have any questions on the briefing that I provide.
All right. Thank you. Go ahead.
The next one is the city audit, which Nancy alluded to. I spoke to the auditor today, and there is still a significant discrepancy within the Board of Education's books between their general ledger and their bank account. And until that is rectified, the audit is going to maintain outstanding. the city, for the city's part, has had their books reconciled and in balance. And the same has been true for the WPCA for the last 2+ months. So this continues to be an open item, but the open item is based upon the inability for the BOE to tie their books out, which is concerning. The last thing that I wanted to make you aware of, because it has a possible financial impact for the new budget, is that the city recently completed an audit of the COVID relief funds. The COVID relief funds are funds that the city had under its control, but had certain regulations and obligations regarding reporting and spending. Those responsibilities fell to the finance director. And there are two items from the audit, which is final, but we haven't received the final report yet. But there were two items that they specified as probably being disallowed. The first is that new AV system that we were just talking about that the BOA approved. It was just installed this month. And one of the requirements regarding the use of COVID relief funds was that the money needed to be spent by 12/31/21. As part of the audit, the auditors required from the city canceled checks that had been issued before 12/31/21 and cashed by the vendor. We did not have that for that system. We went looking for the file on it to find the invoice, the contract, things like that that they were asking about. And the check was attached to the invoice by a paperclip that had never been sent out. So in their minds, that failed the audit requirements. The second item that is being challenged and is likely going to be disallowed is the charge for copying or electronic copying, or Mark, what's the right term here for the land records thing?
Scanning and microfilming.
There you go. They didn't think that because it was, because it was an ongoing program of the city, that it didn't meet the COVID requirements. The total for those two items is roughly in the neighborhood of about $65,000. If those are the findings of the audit, the city would be expected to repay those funds to OPM.
Okay. So I guess my first question, just in regards to the COVID fund usage, does that have any bearing or effect on the next fiscal year's budget? Because now essentially we have, right? How does that affect next year's budget?
Well, if you are denied those in the audit and you have to make restitution of the funds, you're going to have to find some place to come up with the $65,000 to reimburse the state for the monies that you spent.
And can I ask a real silly question?
Yeah.
The audit is obviously an independent audit, correct? Like there's no tie to the city. There's no.
Oh, no. Not the city. It's the state, the office of OPM. And okay. Nancy, didn't they hire an independent auditor to?
They did.
Yeah. And they came and they sent an email requesting the city provide all of this data on, what was it, like 20 items, I think?
They picked 20 out of the ones that we actually listed on the...
Correct. There were 20 items that they wanted us to provide additional information on. And they gave us a list of things that they wanted. Out of that list, these appear to be the only two that are potentially going to be disallowed.
Well, honestly, I think the $50,000 for the system will most likely, we might be able to move it somewhere forward. That's only if they approve it. The microfiching of this stuff is definitely going to be disallowed and will not be allowed in the ARPA funding either. That's a guarantee.
Okay. Right. And that's a potential remedy, Mr. Chairman, if the AV system meets all the requirements, except for the fact that it wasn't paid in time. Once the aldermen decide what they want to do with regards to our ARPA oversight, and if they decide to go with the NVCOG, as has been offered, then we can have NVCOG research that and find out if that would then qualify for the ARPA funds. And if it does, then that bill comes off the city's back, so to speak, whether we pay it and get it back or whether we can just list it and use the ARPA funds to pay for it. That's a possibility, but we
still pending.
We won't know until we get squared away with who's going to be responsible for guiding and overseeing the ARPA program.
Okay, and again, silly question, but the checks paperclip to the bill or whatever, so that was never actually cash. So the money actually never was withdrawn out of any account.
Correct.
Okay. Okay. Does anybody have any questions for Walt or Nancy?
Roberto just came on.
Hey, Mr. Santos, thank you for joining. I tried to let you know we probably aren't going to have any quorum anyway. Let me run through real quick. So myself, Mrs. Patel, Mrs. DeRoche, Mrs. Mancini, right? Mr. Santos, yes, so we're still short by two. So Mr. Santos, we're looking to try to get together for next Wednesday to do the transfer request. We'd like to get it done sooner rather than later.
Yes.
Is there for this, does that work for you?
Yes.
All right.
Same time?
6 o'clock, yeah. Mr. Mayhew, any other comments or just financial updates, anything that you wanted to share with us?
That's all that I had, relevant to the closing of the year and looking forward into the new budget cycle. And with any of the outstanding stuff, that's why we took a look at the BOA or the BOE, because that was outstanding from the last meeting. And I think that covers all the stuff that we had to cover.
All right, and then last one for me. So you said slightly under $1 million potentially this year. We're going to be ahead. We still have a full payroll for BOE and the city. Do you have an idea of what the average weekly payroll is? So we get more of a.
The average is a little skewed because obviously, as you know, the Board of Ed does a balloon payment at the end of the year.
Ah, yeah, good point.
It should be their payment should roughly. I'm going to say 1.7, 1.8. What portion of that is general fund and what portion of that is grants? I am not aware of at this point.
Well, okay. That was the balloon payment that occurred last week, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Their typical payments during a normal school year processing payroll.
750.
Is about 700,000, yeah.
So, 750 they're running right now.
Yeah. So it will depend upon how many people took that balloon payment at the end, but you figure there was $1 million more last week than normal. So that number should be significantly less. And then on top of that, Nance, what's the payroll run for the city?
Generally? The city's payroll run is roughly about 150 to 175, yeah. Closer to 150 usually, but we did have a lot of retirees this past week.
Yep,
and we had a large, very large payroll of, I think I could be lying, but I think it's 335,000.
Yeah. But now out of that large payroll, the board has already allocated a good deal of money for the compensated leave.
Right.
Those retirements. So we're probably still going to be about that same number, I would think.
I think so too.
Yeah. So you're looking at roughly right now, Mr. Chairman, those are the two large expenses that we get on a very regular basis. So you're looking at a total of about 880, and you've got okay. Just slightly under $1 million. So you're still plus about 100,000. But again, that could get eaten up. We don't know. But I think the good news here is that with your revenues underperforming, I mean, we all know about the $1.1 million grant that nobody got. We are in relatively good financial shape as a result.
Okay. And then, yeah, because, and I don't want to jump the gun, we'll probably tackle this next week, but, you know, with the transfers that were on the agenda for tonight, we're probably, like you said, we'll be slightly ahead, better than break even.
Yeah. Well, the transfers that you have on the agenda tonight are all coming from existing accounts.
Okay.
So that will not change your bottom number.
Okay.
The only way you would change your bottom number is if you were getting money or running a deficit, for example, you know.
Right.
But this takes into account all the pluses and minuses in every single account for that almost $1 million figure.
All right. Okay. So again, one more time for the boat. Anything before we head out for this evening? And again, my apologies for the boat members that jumped on, to the public that jumped on, to Mr. Garfalo, Mr. Mayhew. Nancy, I'm sorry, I don't know how to pronounce your last name and I don't want to butcher it in public. I apologize that we couldn't, you know, perform our duties tonight. We'll try to get our quorum for the Ms. Pitney as well. Thank you for staying on. But we'll get our quorum together for next Wednesday. Anything else for Walt before we head off, or Nancy?
Yes, I have a question for Walt. We were supposed to get the flagship bills and the accounting statements for the parking garage. You were supposed to get us those from the last meeting. I don't know, Jeff, did you get them and I just lost them in my emails, or?
I don't believe so.
Did you send them, Walt?
I have not sent any bills from flagship yet.
Okay, yeah, you were gonna send us the accounting of that and the accounting statement for the parking garage. Can you do that by next week, by Wednesday?
The flagship, I understand. What are you looking for the parking garage?
Because we're still looking for the disappearing revenue. We wanna see, you know.
Wanna see the journal entries for the parking garage revenue?
Revenue and expense.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
You got that?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Thanks, Jen. Thank you. Anybody else? All right. I don't know. Do we need a motion here, Mark, to adjourn?
No.
Not really, right?
No, you can just adjourn the meeting.
All right, I'll adjourn the meeting again. Thank you all. Apologies. And we will confirm with the other board members, the boat members, and look for Wednesday's invite. There's five of us, so we know we got a guarantee. I'll text Mrs. Orazetti and the other members who weren't on tonight to see if we can just get seven so we could finish the city's year. Thank you. Thanks, everyone.
Night.
Okay, the time is 6:43 p.m. Have a good holiday, everybody.
Thanks, Mark. Yeah. Sorry about that.
Thanks, you too.
Have a good holiday.
Bye-bye.